The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Hi, this is Jerry from Remnant. Let's be honest, this life can be hectic, draining, and downright confusing. My hope is that by listening to this message, your life can be impacted by God's great love for you, and His love will give you wisdom, courage, and strength. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to a message from Pastor Jerry Godsey.
Well, good morning. Glad to have you back. Assuming you came back. If you didn't come back, then you're not listening to this. I'm lost. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Good morning. We're going to be talking today about, we're continuing our series on the Creed. And I am going to go ahead and include the Creed each week. I just think it's a good thing for us to hear it again and again and again because it reinforces so much. So, The title for today's message is, I Believe in God the Father. And if you hear clicking or any noises around going around, my main man Winston is in the room with me today. He wasn't last time, but he's here today, and he's laying on the floor behind me. He's just a big potato, is all he is. All right, so let's pray and get into this. God, thank you. Bless us now, Father. I pray that you'll open our hearts as we begin talking now about the nitty-gritty of who God is. And God is our Father. Thanks so much, Father. We ask it in your name. Amen. So let's look at it. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, and again, Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. So we're going to talk about God the Father today. And I got to be honest with you. It took me a long time to reconcile God as my Father because my father and I didn't have a great relationship. And whenever they said, you know, he's a loving father, I didn't really have a good frame of reference for that. And I think that may be the truth for some of you too. So when I tell you the word, when I say the word father, what does that, what comes to mind? Some people, that brings comfort, and for others, not so much. Some hear father and think provider, protector, encourager. Unfortunately, other people hear distant, absent, critical. And here's the challenge. If we're not careful, we can project our earthly father, our earthly experience, onto our heavenly Father. You grew up with a father who's critical, it's very, very easy to think that God is critical also. If you grew up with a father who's distant, very easy to think that God is some far-off God that would never see you. We're going to talk about today, and I pray, I hope, by the end of today, you really have a different view of who God the Father is. Okay? So, the Creed starts here and simply says, I believe in God the Father Almighty. Pretty simple, right? Here's what it means. Before we understand anything else about God, we need to understand who He is. Okay? So that phrase, I believe in God the Father Almighty, that is not just information. That's a declaration. It's saying, this is who I trust. This is who I belong to. This is who is in control. We've got to square our idea of God the Father before we could truly trust and belong to him and let him control us. You with me? So we're really going to delve into God the Father today and what that means. And what I want you to do is put aside any preconceived notions you have of what a father is or what being a father means. Okay? And I know this is touchy for some of you. You know what? It was for me for years. But it's good. It's good. Okay? So let's talk about, first of all, God is Father. Matthew 6, 9, what we call the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Now, first of all, this is amazing because this is the first time God is ever referred to as our Father. Before, the Old Testament was always God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Jacob, God of Israel. But Jesus is saying, our Father, be your name. It's a personal relationship. Jesus didn't say, you know, pray to the distant ruler, pray to the cosmic force. He just said, our Father. What does that mean? God's not just powerful, he's personal. He knows you. Oops, sorry. He sees you. He cares about you. Think about that again. God's not just powerful. He's personal. He knows you. He sees you. He cares about you. When my kids were little, they had a unique, however unguided, belief about me. And that is that God, the dad can fix anything. Broken toy? Dad can fix it. Bike chain falls off? Dad can fix it. Something scary in the closet? Dad will handle it. Now, over time, reality set in that Dad has some limitations. They realize Dad can't fix everything. But here's the good news. God can. God can. Romans 8:15 says, "The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." The word Abba is deeply personal. It's not formal. It's relational. It's like saying Dad. You know, anybody can become a father. It's a simple act of biology. But becoming a dad, that's more work. See, the truth is, God is not reluctantly connected to you. You weren't the last pick for softball at school. Not to God. He's adopted you. You're not tolerated. You're loved. Wow. Let that sink in, please. God is not reluctantly connected to you. He sent his son to die for you. He's adopted you. I had kids in my youth group, and the mom and dad couldn't have kids, so they adopted a boy. His name was Rick. And it happens a lot, but they brought Rick home, and then a year later, she ends up pregnant. Twice. So Rick used to tell his brothers, "Mom and dad got stuck with you. They chose me." We're adopted. God chose us. Please, please let that just soak into your spirit, soak into your heart. God didn't get stuck with you. He chose you. Because God is Father, you're not alone. You're not forgotten. You're not unwanted. What are you doing with it? Chill out. I knew if I talked to him, I would cause trouble. Some people pray like they're calling customer service. Thank you for calling God Incorporated. Press 1 for blessings, plus 2 for forgiveness. Press 3 if you really messed up this time. That's not how this works. You're not calling a hotline. You're talking to your Father. Father. Dad. Second thing, God is Almighty. Now, this is where it really gets good. Because the creed doesn't just say Father, it says Father Almighty. Almighty. Look at Revelation 19:6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Heaven. Great multitude, like rushing waters. Hallelujah. The Lord God Almighty reigns. The word Almighty means all-powerful, unlimited, nothing beyond His ability. Almighty. When I was in college, these two guys thought they were theologians. They're really just knuckleheads, but they thought they were theologians. And they were this argument took like a week. Well, if God's so almighty and all-powerful, can He create a rock that He can't move? And these guys really discussed this, like seriously, like almost coming to blows a couple of times. Each one with their Bible trying to come up with Greek words to say why their side matters. Nothing is beyond God's ability. He's all-powerful, unlimited, and nothing's beyond His ability. I blew their mind. I walked through the common room one day, and they were going at it. And I said, you guys still arguing about this? They said, yeah. I said, so you're really arguing about whether God, who's so almighty and all-powerful, could create a rock so big He couldn't move it? Yeah. All right, let me ask you a question. Why would He? And they both just looked at me slack-jawed. I don't know what they said after I left because I just turned around and walked away because the look on their faces was satisfaction enough for me. I know. I'm not a nice person. Why does it matter that God is almighty? Here's why. Because if God were only the Father, He might care but not be able to help. If God was almighty, He might have power but not care. But He's both. Imagine a father sitting next to his child in a hospital room. He loves that child deeply, but there's nothing he can do. He feels helpless. Now imagine someone who has unlimited power, but no love. Terrifying. God is neither of those. He is a loving father with unlimited power. Totally different thought. Look at Isaiah 40:28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. God never runs out of strength. God never says, I'm tired. I can't handle this. Well, I didn't see that coming. Here's the thing. Here's how you apply this. Whatever you're facing right now, think about this. God is not overwhelmed by it. Your situation may seem impossible, but it's not impossible for Him. You ever try to fix something and make it worse? Start with confidence. I got this. 30 minutes later, you got parts left over. Nothing works. Now it's making a new noise it didn't make before. God has never once said, well, that didn't go like I planned. He is God Almighty. So let's hold these truths together. This is where the power of the statement really hits, okay? You ready? God is Father. He loves you. God is almighty. He can help you. Think of a child learning to ride a bike. Dad's holding the back of the seat. Kid's nervous. Don't let go. Don't let go. Dad says, I got you. And that quiets the kid's heart. Why? Why does that make the kid feel okay? Because he loves me. And he's strong enough to hold me. God loves me and he's strong enough to hold me. That's the picture of God. He's not distant. He's not weak. He's a father who says, I got you. I got you. Now, this brings us to the challenge of trust. Because this is where it gets real. It's one thing to say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty. It's another thing to live like it. That hurts, doesn't it? Right in the heart. One thing to say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty. It's another thing to live by it, live like it. We say we believe it, but we worry constantly. We kind of try to control everything. We panic when things don't go our way. Honest moment? Let's be honest here. If we really believe God is Father, we wouldn't feel abandoned. If we really believe God is Almighty, we wouldn't feel hopeless. Come on, stew on that for a minute. Let that sink in. Because this is where it all comes down to live, isn't it? This is where the rubber meets the road. If we really believe God is our Father, we wouldn't feel abandoned. Because he loves us. He's there for us. And if we really believed he is almighty, we couldn't feel hopeless. How can we feel hopeless when our Father is God Almighty? Who's the Father God Almighty? How can I feel hopeless when my dad, like I said in Remnant a few weeks ago, is the biggest, baddest, most loving? How can I feel hopeless? How can I feel forgotten or abandoned? Matthew 6:26 says, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Wow. I'm going to look you right in the eyes. You're more valuable than birds. Believe it. More valuable than cats. That's not hard to believe. More valuable than dogs. Maybe not Winston. Jesus basically says, look, if God can take care of birds, he can take care of you. So let's bring this home. Let's get down into our heart now. You ready? Where do you struggle more? Do you struggle to believe that God is a loving Father? Or do you struggle to believe that he's almighty? Wow. That'll get in your heart for a while, won't it? Where's your biggest struggle? That God is almighty? Or that he's your Father? That you shouldn't feel abandoned? Or you shouldn't feel hopeless? We give lip service to it. Some people believe that God loves them, but they doubt he can fix their situation. Some people believe that God is powerful, but they aren't really sure he cares about them. Truth is, he's both. Folks, we got to grasp this. We got to let this just permeate our being. God can fix our situation, and He really cares about us. He's both. Little boy is walking through a dark house during a thunderstorm. Lightning's flashing, the thunder's booming. He called out, "Dad!" From the other room, his father said, "Yeah, I'm here." Boy said, "Can you come in here?" Father said, "You're okay, I'm right here." Boy said, "I know, but I preferred if you were here and visible." That's us sometimes. We believe that God is there, but we want to feel it. We want to see it. We need to have faith that God loves us, that He's God the Father, that He's God Almighty. See, faith says, even when I don't see Him, even when I don't feel Him, I still believe. What I believe? He's my Father, He's Almighty, and He is with me. Take a screenshot of that and keep that in your heart. Even when I don't see Him, even when I don't feel Him, I still believe He's my Father, He's Almighty, and He is with me. This week, when fear rises up, when stress hits, when uncertainty creeps in, remind yourself, I believe in God the Father Almighty. Not just as a statement, but as a confidence. Not just saying it, you're saying it with confidence. Used to be an old song by Andre Crouch, "I've got confidence, God is going to see me through. No matter what the stakes may be, I know He's going to fix it for me." Do you have confidence? I believe in God the Father. I'm not just saying it, I believe it. It rings through my heart. It permeates my being. It conditions everything about my life. Not just putting on airs. I got a dad I can trust. I got a dad I love. I got a dad that cares about me. He can fix anything. So, here's the discussion questions for this week. These are a little more personal than last week, because we really got down to some hard stuff, didn't we? You guys still with me? Wait, is anybody still out there? I don't know, you may have lost some of you. How has your earthly father influenced your view of God? Which is harder for you to believe, God's love or His power? That's so hard. Ready for this? What situation in your life right now requires you to trust God as both Father and Almighty? How would your daily life change if you truly lived this out? Wow. How would your life truly change if you understood and lived out God the Father, the Almighty Father, the one who's not stuck with me, the one who chose me, the one who loves me, the one who wants nothing but the best for me? And by the way, sometimes wanting the best for you means that He's going to let you go through it a little bit, because that's how you grow. I hope this message brought you comfort. I hope it challenged you. See, because the challenge brings the comfort. Take these discussion questions and go through them. And see, I'll put them back on the screen for a minute. How has your earthly father influenced your view of God? Which is harder for you to believe, God's love or His power? What situation in your life right now requires you to trust God as both your Father and Almighty? And how would your daily life change if you truly lived this out? Got to meddling a little bit, huh? It's okay. See, I think it was Plato who said, the unexamined life is not worth living. And I'll tell you that I really believe that goes to the Christian life too. If we don't examine our Christian walk, if we don't examine our faith, if we don't examine what we believe and why, and if we don't examine where we're coming up short, we can never grow fully mature in Christ. I love you. Let's pray. God, thank you. Your grace, your mercy, Lord, you're so good to us. And God, I pray that you'll speak to us, Lord, as we go into the week, and you'll keep us in the hollow of your hands, God. You show us great things. God, thank you. Thank you. Bless us now, Father. We ask it in your name. Amen. Next week, look up the title here. God is creator of heaven and earth. All right? See you next week at 10. God bless you. Love you.
You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us online at remnantchurchiv.com. You built a mighty fortress till